It's quite hard to nail down exactly what's happening with Boko Haram right now, but basically it's in the middle of a leadership struggle. On one hand, no one's heard from Shekau in a while, nothing really concrete since last March, so Barnawi, who was already spokesman, became the new leader. But Shekau, who appears to be alive and kicking after all, says he's still very much in control. So, is this the Islamic State armed group trying to assert its power in the region? Elizabeth Donnelly is a Nigeria political analyst with the think tank Chatham House. She says since Nigeria is very important for IS in terms of its economy, its location, it would be smart for IS to declare it has that kind of reach.
This is propaganda for them. This is, in many ways, them making such an announcement, saying something like this. It's a demonstration of their geographic reach. It doesn't mean that it's true. It doesn't mean that geographic reach is actually grounded in reality and practical terms on the ground. Boko Haram, although it has evolved certainly over the years, has very much remained its own organization, staying within northeast Nigeria and the region, you know, staying local in that respect.
According to Yann St-Pierre, a specialist on jihadist groups who works for a group called Modern Security in Berlin, IS also has to show it's still going strong because they're losing ground in the Middle East.
It's a very big foothold in West Africa. They have problems in Libya. They have problems in their backyard in the Middle East, in Syria and Iraq. Boko Haram is sort of the gateway to West Africa and a lot of the problems that are there. You know, there's a lot of unstable governments, there's security vacuum in that area. So by using Boko Haram as a door, as a possibility to access the West African market, then they send, you know, they open doors essentially to more territory, another market, more resources, and then another area where they can try to implement themselves and steer their ideology.
We can only really guess what will happen next. Martin Ewi, a counter-terrorism expert with the Institute for Security Studies in South Africa, says the first option would see Boko Haram imploding.
We can expect different factions to emerge. The fact that Shekau has been sidelined, he will want to prove that he is still the most dangerous person out there or the strongest person to lead Boko Haram or to lead any group that can continue to terrorize Nigeria. So he is certainly going to create another group or join the faction that is pro Al-Qaeda, which has been silent since the allegiance was pledged to the Islamic State. So we can expect Shekau to become even more radicalized.
Such fragmentation could also help the army, which has been fighting Boko Haram in the northeast. Ishak Akintola is a professor of Islamic studies in Lagos and the director of an organization called Muslim Rights Concerns. He believes Boko Haram will be defeated soon.
True Muslims are not joining them. They are not getting more recruits. Some of their fighters are disillusioned and they are surrendering and they are changing. Boko Haram has no place in the true teachings of Islam. And so the attempt to change the leadership shows that even ISIS discovers that Boko Haram is on its way out. Its cup of atrocities has filled up beyond its brim, and Nigerians are not sympathetic. The Muslims are not sympathetic. They know the movement is dying in Nigeria.
The other concern, though, is the fact that in his message, Barnawi never mentioned Nigeria specifically. Instead, he talked about launching campaigns against African states, whereas Shekau has always limited his operations to Nigeria. So we will have to see if that means IS is scaling up.